May the Lord enable us to commence this morning with hymn 349. Jesus, Shepherd of thy people, lead us through this desert land. We are weak and poor and feeble, yet we trust thy mighty hand. Great protector, by thy power alone we stand. Hymn 349.
Together from the most holy word of God. Now firstly, chapter 11, out of the prophecies of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 11, then turning to the same prophecy in chapter 36. And we'll read then from verse 21 to the end. Ezekiel's prophecy, chapter 11. Moreover, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me unto the east gate of the Lord's house, which looketh eastward. And behold, at the door of the gate, 25 men, among whom I saw Jaazaniah the son of Azur, and Pelatiah the son of Benaiah, princes of the people. Then said he unto me, Son of man, these are the men that devise mischief and give wicked counsel in this city, which say, It is not near. Let us build houses. This city is a cauldron, and we be the flesh. Therefore prophesy against them, prophesy, O Son of Man. And the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me, and said unto me, Speak. Thus saith the Lord, Thus have ye said, O house of Israel, for I know the things that come into your mind, every one of them. Ye have multiplied your slain in this city, and ye have filled the streets thereof with the slain. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Your slain whom ye have laid in the midst of it, they are the flesh, and this city is a cauldron, but I will bring you forth out of the midst of it. Ye have feared the sword, and I will bring a sword upon you, saith the Lord God, and I will bring you out of the midst thereof, and deliver you into the hands of strangers, and will execute judgments upon you. Ye shall fall by the sword. I will judge you in the border of Israel, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. This city shall not be your cauldron, neither shall ye be the flesh in the midst thereof. But I will judge you in the border of Israel, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. For ye have not walked in my statutes, neither executed my judgments, but I have done after the manners of the heathen, I'll read that verse again. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, for ye have not walked in my statutes, neither executed my judgments, but have done after the manners of the heathen that are round about you. And it came to pass, when I prophesied, that Pelatiah the son of Benaiah died. Then fell I down upon my face, and cried with a loud voice, and said, Ah, Lord God, wilt thou make a full end of the remnant of Israel? Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, thy brethren, even thy brethren, the men of thy kindred, and all the house of Israel holy, are they unto whom the inhabitants of Jerusalem have said, Get you far from the Lord. Unto us is this land given in possession. Therefore say, Thus saith the Lord God, Although I have cast them far off among the heathen, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet I will be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. Therefore say, Thus saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries where ye have been scattered, and I'll give you the land of Israel. And they shall come thither, and they shall take away all the detestable things thereof, and all the abominations thereof from thence. And I'll give them one heart, and I'll put a new spirit within you, and I'll take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them an heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep mine ordinances and do them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. But as for them whose heart walketh after the heart of their detestable things and their abominations, I will recompense their way upon their own heads, as saith the Lord God. Then did the cherubims lift up their wings, and the wheels beside them, and the glory of the God of Israel, and the glory of the God of Israel was over them above. And the glory of the Lord went up from the midst of the city, and stood upon the mountain which is on the east side of the city. Afterwards, the Spirit took me up and brought me in a vision by the Spirit of God into Chaldea, to them of the captivity. So the vision that I had seen went up from me. Then I spake unto them of the captivity all the things that the Lord had showed me. And then turning to the same prophecy in chapter 36, we'll read from verse 21 to the end. Ezekiel chapter 36, reading from verse 21 to the end. But I had pity for mine holy name, which the house of Israel have profaned among the heathen, whither they went. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for mine holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen, whither ye went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen, and gather you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleannesses, and I will call for the corn, and will increase it, and lay no famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Then shall ye remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God, be it known unto you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the wastes shall be builded, and the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that pass by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. Then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places, and plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, as a holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem in her solemn feasts. So shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us the reading's most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most merciful, ever gracious, and almighty Lord God, once again thou hast spared our unworthy lives to gather in thy courts for prayer and praise and worship of thee. Thou hast not dealt with us as our sins deserve. In wrath thou hast remembered mercy. And thou hast, yes, and what a mercy indeed, what a favour indeed it is, enabled us to be found in thy courts, this little corner of thy vineyard. And may it please that we might be found, each of us here, with a living desire, having our ears bore to the doorpost, like those Greeks of old, sir, we would see Jesus. Whether give me Christ or else I die. O Lord, what a favour if it is so, but if we're yet dead, if we're still satisfied with those dead rounds of empty service, such were some of us. Oh, do yet break the hard hearts, convince of sin. Oh, may they know what it is to groan being burdened. Oh, to groan being burdened, and to be found coming up to thy courts like this, with this burden I begin. Lord, remove this load of sin. All burdened sinners are coming up then with a living desire they might hear what the Lord might speak. They come up to thy courts because it is necessity so to do. They have a great need. They long to hear the voice of one speaking peace and pardon into their soul. They long to hear the voice of the shepherd. Oh, may it please thee then, we might each be found in thy courts this day. With none other desire than this, give me Christ. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Oh, with a desire like the apostle, that I might know him, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, that I may be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is of faith, by faith in Christ. Ah, yes, that one it is recorded in thy word, that so condescended, not taking upon him the nature of angels, but the seed of Abraham, flesh and blood, made under the law to satisfy it in the room, place and stead of his chosen, his church's bride. Oh, what a mercy If that is revealed unto a poor sinner, it will enable them to rejoice. Oh, do grant unto one or another, perhaps as this one or that one, they long to lay hold upon thee. They long for that sweet assurance of faith. Like we often quote that one at Bethesda's pool, 38 years he languished there. And perhaps one or another, they feel it so in their very soul's experience, they languish. They rather grow worse, they don't get any better. Oh, what a mercy that one. That time came when the Lord Jesus Christ himself drew near. And did for him that which he couldn't do for himself. Yes, granted him that which he desired. And perhaps one feels me like that one there. Or like Lazarus when he came forth from the tomb under thy command, he came forth. Measure of life, a measure of liberty, but still bound with those grave clothes of sin and death. Oh, do yet hasten that day, that time, that hour, that moment, when thou wilt give that command. Loose him, loose her, and let them go. Or there might be one or another so brought into that place. Yes, they have to tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found, and point to thy redeeming blood, and say, behold, the way to God. So to remember us each as we've gathered, and we would not be unmindful of those unable, through whatever it may be, those infirmities, afflictions and difficulties, varying scenes that are detained in their own homes and maybe upon a hospital bed. Or go to them where they are, we plead. Make one with them. Ah, some of us we proved, have we not, a hospital bed to be a Bethel. The very place where thou didst meet with a poor sinner and even satisfy that poor sinner, even this one there, with thy goodness and thy mercy. Oh, that day the bread of life was broken unto us. Ah, we truly tasted, handled and felt that thou art gracious and merciful, and in that way plenteous in mercy. Plenteous in mercy. And oh, perhaps one is so tried of the adversary, says, well, but look at you. You've sinned beyond his grace. Your sins totaled up are so many, and what a debt you owe. Oh, we often think of that word in the Epistle of Paul. Ah, yes, that one, a servant of thine, and those writings which he hath under the influence of the Holy Spirit, and yes, left on record for sinners down to the end of time, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Oh, may it please thee unto one that, yes, so tried as regards their sins. Ah, and the old adversary pointing out the enormity of them, the depth of them, the blackness of them. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And so to remember each one. Once again, to remember the dear young ones, the babes in arms, we thank thee for them as we see them in thy court. May they be found yet as those vessels of mercy, chosen vessels in due time. But Lord, remember parents as they seek to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Give them help in this. And, O Lord, help them in all parts of the path. And we look back to our own, those days when our children were young, babes in arms. And certainly there were those troubles and trials and distresses and perplexities that are attendant to that time. Lord, do remember then parents and, yes, especially mothers, perhaps they find night seasons, yes, fathers also. Those varied things that deprive them of sleep and rest, wonder how they can go on. But all may they each prove that grace of God, that abundant grace to strengthen and support and uphold and keep and bring through. But Lord, remember them, we plead. But do remember then the younger ones as they're growing up and going on into life. Oh, what a day it is. Ah, yes, how solemn it is. Evil men and seducers wax worse and worse. And as they have to venture out into the workplace, into perhaps further education and varied scenes, Lord, hedge them about. Keep them. Guard them. Oh, keep them in the hour of temptation. And all that might be that, yes, that has been instructed to them in the perhaps in the Sabbath school by the parents as they've read the word of God unto them. That word might come again as that director to their feet, a light unto their feet, a guide unto their path. Ah, yes, we often think of those words. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Oh, may they prove it so. The fear of the Lord. And did not one, under temptation in thy word, so did not I, because of the fear of the Lord. So may it please each one of them in their young years, but each one of us, whatever our years, so did not I, because of the fear of the Lord. But to remember each one in the midst of life with all the attendant cares of the day in which we live. And certainly at times it seems care after care, trouble after trouble, sorrow after sorrow. Ah, but again that abundant grace. Some of us we proved it so. Ah, yes, those many sorrows and difficulties of way. Wondered how we could ever lift ourselves up and we cannot of ourselves. Bowed down with those infirmities of the way, difficulties of the way. But oh, when let us speak the word. Yes, times of darkness, times of great difficulty, times of perplexity, times of tribulation. Then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles. We prove that blessed Psalm 107. Yes, may we each prove it down to the end of our days. The Lord heard and answered and delivered. May we each prove, like the psalmist declared there, whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. When we proved in our troubles the loving kindness of the Lord, when we proved in our troubles that great and good shepherd and bishop of our souls that has borne us all the days of old and has said in his word, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. We proved it so, have we not? May each one prove it. May we prove it again and again. Then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles. The Lord heard and answered and delivered. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. So to remember each in their pathway of life, and certainly it is a day of difficulties. But ah, the gold and silver thine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. We plead for those in those great difficulties. They feel like there are mountains before them. Make those mountains flow down at thy presence, and those dark places light, and those rough places plain. May they prove there is help laid upon one that is mighty. And some as we trust, we prove, there is help laid upon one that is mighty. And that one has been better to us than all our fears. Yes, and out of that abundance thou hast bestowed that upon us. Yes, those things necessary, not what we want. Yes, there are many things, sadly, our old nature wants. But according to our need, we've proved, have we not, thou art able to supply our needs according to thy riches in glory. So to remember each in their pathway, especially as we look upon the young ones and their families, but each one in the midst of life, it's such a changing scene. It's such a changing scene. Yes, and we've known also when afflictions come upon us, brought down in a moment. But yes, what a mercy. That shepherd that cares much for his sheep. Cares much for his sheep. And yes, we trust we proved also that promise. That precious promise. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. And sometimes we're brought into those scenes and times and seasons when it seems the end of everything. The end of everything. We find we have no faith. Yes, tried of the adversary. But, yes, when we're brought to those wit's ends, comes back to Psalm 107 again. Cries unto the Lord. Let us give that new spirit of prayer and supplication, that a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Let us give that new life to prayer. Maybe in that groaning, but the groan comes from the heart. Maybe the falling of the tear, but it comes from the heart. The burden of a sigh. Oh, what is this compared to many words that mean nothing? These things we believe enter into the ears of the Lord God of Sabaoth. That one that is omniscient looks upon them and has compassion upon his people. Yes, and gives those answers of peace, gives those helps in the way, and gives grace sufficient. Grace sufficient in the hour of great need. Once again, remember those in the even time of life. We think of one another here and there. The mud-walled cottage shakes. Heart and flesh begin to fail. Oh, may they prove again and again those everlasting arms. The God of Jeshurun. And as the psalmist declared, may they prove it again and again. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Jacob knew what it was to have many troubles and trials. Yes, he knew what it was when things all seemed to go against him. He thought his grey hairs would be brought down to the grave in sorrow. Perhaps one at the even time of their life, they feel the same. Their grey hairs will be brought down to the grave in sorrow. May they yet see the wagons coming. May there be that restoration of that which, yes, they thought was lost. And then once again that new song put in the mouth, that song of praise. Praise unto thee. So remember each one. And do bless any means used for those afflicted ones. We think of afflicted ones. We're thankful for the means available in our day. Lord, bless them. Bless these means. We would not take them as the world takes them. But we try and we trust in our poor way to commit it unto thee. But Lord, remember each that may be in a path of pain or sorrow of affliction. And afflictions bring us very low at times. Bring us very low. But ah, those everlasting arms. But bless the means that he used. And do remember us as churches and people in this little cause of truth here. Each one that gathers, as one spake in the vestry, those that go by. Oh, may there be not just perhaps casual looking at the doors and walking on, but may there be those wrought upon by the Spirit. Ah, my sheep hear my voice, they shall be brought to hear thy voice. And the shepherd will cause them to enter in, that it might be so. And so we plead that, yes, there might be those wrought upon in this village of Swavesey and the surrounding villages and around the little hills of Zion. Ah, those brought in smiting upon their breasts and crying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. But oh, do remember us in our lowest state, desolations, our rebellions, turnings aside, forsaking the old paths. We'll not have thee to reign over them. Lord, how solemn things are. But thou canst turn the heart of man. Thou canst make man a man willing in the day of thy power to do that which is right in thy sight. But it brings us to this, does it not, as we look upon those things. Hold thou me up and I shall be safe. It brings us to this, Lord, keep me, guard me, guide thee. Ah, leave me not to myself. Ah, yes, sometimes we've been shown what's in our heart by nature. And certainly we have to say, well, if we were left to ourselves, how solemn would the case be? Ah, the depths to which we could fall. But, O Lord, do keep us each, but bring back the rebellious. Bring back the rebellious. And, oh, may it please, we might yet see better days in Zion. Strengthen those things which remain, those things which are ready to die. The spirit of the world has crept in. A little leaven has beginning to leaven the whole lump, we verily feel. But, O Lord, arise for our help. Oh, do arise for our help. And do grant those restorings and revivings and buildings up, if it could please thee. But blessed be God, a remnant shall remain. A remnant that shall serve thee. Ah, and what a mercy. As regards Zion and that little remnant, thou would abundantly bless her provision and satisfy her poor with bread. And do remember us also in the nation. As a nation, we've sinned against light and knowledge. Abominations abound. Iniquity runs down our streets. We hear more and more of those awful things which a thrust upon our young, well, they're thrust upon us all in our day, but especially the young. Oh, how solemn indeed. Yes, when we think that thou didst create male and female, and yet is it not in that way? They deny there is God, and therefore they try to, as it were, do away with any distinction between the genders, and how solemn. But oh, when we think of that as regards Adam, yes, and thou didst see it was not good for him to dwell alone, and thou didst form one bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh to be a helpmeet to him. Ah, yes, and what a mercy. When thou dost give that provision in our day. Ah, oh, yes, and there's that man and a wife. Ah, oh, yes, and when we prove that provision and the wondrousness of it But such is our day. There is no God. There is no God. But, O Lord, do yet turn the tide. Turn the tide. And, O Lord, as we see thy judgments are in the nations of the earth, and we see, yes, those things which have taken place and taking place, they are judgments, are they not? And we justly deserve them. We justly deserve them. But may we be found amongst that remnant that sigh and cry unto thee daily for the abominations done in the land. And in wrath thou hast, remember mercy. But do remember those places of the earth where war and tumult is known. We think of the peoples of Ukraine. Ah, yes, we plead for them there. We know of some that have of thy people that have now been brought to safety. But, O Lord, no doubt there are many still found hiding in those basements in the earth. And, O Lord, we plead for them. And do yet frustrate that destructive designs of one. Yes, and we plead that thou wouldest prevent that further spread of it. And yes, as we often think and have done over these past few weeks, as thou didst remove the wheels from the chariots of the Egyptians, that their chariots drave heavily. We've seen, have we not, as we've heard those reports, that same with those weapons of warfare, thou canst cause them to drive heavily. Thou canst prevent them. And, O Lord, we plead them, prevent even such weapons of warfare that, yes, according to what man may say, can bring utter destruction. But they do not realize, they do not think there is one that controls everything. And thou canst prevent anything from taking place according to thy will. And so we plead, if it could please thee, guard us, prevent, and do yet bring about a peace in our time. A peace, yes, we know that there's been warfare down through the ages, and we live in those last times where wars and tumults, yes, they take place and they shall take place. And may it please it that through these things we're brought to consider our latter end. Brought to this, how stands the case, my soul, with thee? How is it whilst life shall last? How will it be when called to die? And when we're brought to consider eternity, eternity a tremendous sound, all those unnumbered years, all bring us each to that consideration, and that desire, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. For thy spirit must the work perform. For it is all of grace in Christ's obedience clothe. And wash me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. And so we plead, work in our hearts mightily. Might be through these things. These terrible things, they might be in that way of righteousness unto us, to lead us into that way which leadeth unto life, everlasting life. Yes, we've proved, have we not, some of us, through terrible things in righteousness, thou hast brought us out of that, nature's darkness. And yes, and what a mercy if that, through these things there are many brought out of nature's darkness into the light and liberty of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The light shines into their heart. That light which is life and shall be life unto them. And so we would now thank thee for thy mercies and thy favours. We can say, can we not? Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Yes, what a mercy to enable us to raise that Ebenezer to thy praise. And so we would now thank thee for thy mercies and thy favours thus far. But man cannot live by bread alone, but it is by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. And so we plead now for thy help. Pour into this poor sinner that we may pour out. Break the bread of life unto us each. We plead now for the pardon of every sin and all we've asked amiss. We plead for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 1074. When gracious Lord, when shall it be that I shall find my all in thee, the fullness of thy promise prove, the seal of thy eternal love. Hymn 1074.
Thank you.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, return to Ezekiel chapter 36. Ezekiel chapter 36. And I'll read verse 26 and 27, and then verse 37. Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 and 27, and then verse 37. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and will give you an heart of flesh, and I'll put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. The prophets were ordained of God, were they not, in those days of old, to warn the peoples of Judah and Jerusalem, yes, as regards their iniquities, their departures. Yes, they had forsaken the living God, had they not, that one that brought them up out of the of Egyptian bondage. They'd gone after the gods of this world to serve them, gods that could not do them any good. But blessed be God, there is a remnant. Yes, there is a remnant. There is a remnant. And it reminded me this morning of the burden and exercise regarding the ministry to this poor one those years ago now. That 11th chapter we read was one of those first portions that seemed to be so impressed upon my mind and burden me in my spirit. Especially the verse 5 in chapter 11. Verses 4 and 5. Therefore prophesy against them, prophesy, O son of man. And the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me and said unto me, speak, thus saith the Lord. And when the servant of the Lord stands up in the courts of the Lord, it must be, how solemn if it's the words of a man, where he comes in sparks of his own kindling. Or, yes, that natural learning that we may have, that natural ability. But it must be this, through the Spirit of the Lord, commanded to speak. Commanded to speak, and the Spirit of the Lord. So it must be by the Spirit of the Lord, not by the Spirit of man. And the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me and said unto me, speak. Thus saith the Lord. And what a mercy if we've heard a thus saith the Lord. It's a solemn thing if we've come and gone from the house of God. And some of us, we look back to those years when it was so. Servants of the Lord, they spake. Yes, we trust it was so. In the name of the Lord and that which the Lord gave them to speak. But it fell upon deaf ears. Did not enter in until that time came. Then the voice of the Lord, the voice of the shepherd was heard. But what a mercy if we've... There's been that heard in the voice of the shepherd, the voice of the Lord to one or another. But it's a solemn thing if we've never heard it. We're content with just dead rounds, a coming and going, a coming and going, a form. Recently I've had, one place I've had to go to, and it's large graveyard there. Then I went to visit another graveyard where a certain family members or connected with oneself now by marriage, laid in the grave, the dust returning to the dust. Many inscriptions put upon tombstones. Oh, we know in our day there are many inscriptions which cause us to tremble. But certainly many inscriptions in those days of old were perhaps a text. A text out of the Word of God. But was it unto them, had it ever been the voice of the Lord? Spoken with power. For those words came to my mind. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called. It's a solemn thought, is it not? A solemn consideration, even unto one as we stand up in the Lord's name. Many are called, but few are chosen. Have we heard the voice of the Lord coming with power into our very soul? If we have, I believe there will be that wrought in the heart. Yes, some can speak about a word of the Lord. They can quote scriptures, but there seems to be no change in their heart. They live as they list. They do as they do. Walk as they want. They have no qualms, as it were. No problem with this and no problem with that. But oh, when the Spirit takes up that abode in the heart, it'll be that well of water spring up unto everlasting life. There shall be that change. A change wrought in the heart of man. I believe it was this morning. If it wasn't, it was last night I turned. Turn to the book of Psalms and the first psalm we have there, Psalm 1. We found amongst those described there, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But this verse here, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, the ways of the Lord. That path the Lord will have his people to walk, which is a narrow way. Not a mixing of the broad way and the narrow way, but a narrow way. For the word declares, does it not, straight is the gate. Narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. Coming back to that word again, many are called, but few are chosen. It searches my heart, does it search yours? Eternity is before us each. We know not what a day or an hour may bring forth. We know not what a day or an hour may bring forth. We found amongst those wrought upon by the Spirit, quickened by the Spirit, whereby, as we read in Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, and you hath he quickened. And you hath he quickened. Yes, those that walked, once walked, did walk, perhaps recently so, walked according to this world and the spirit of the world. Dead in trespasses and sins. Do we not read the words of the Lord Jesus Christ? Marvel not when I say unto thee, ye must be born again. So there must be that new birth. A new birth. And when we think upon a birth, when a child is born, it cries. It cries. Do we know what it is then to cry? Yes, the hymn we had just now. The language of that hymn, 1074. Do we know anything of it? Is it the burden of your soul? Is it the burden of mine? Has it ever been? When, gracious Lord, when shall it be that I shall find my all in thee, the fullness of thy promise prove, the seal of thy eternal love? Yes, divine realities. Mind has been much upon it again recently. We don't want notions. It's a solemn place we have found at the end of our days, and our religion is no more than notion. Ah, yes, and it's a solemn thing if I should stand up in the Lord's name, be no more than a preacher of the letter, knowing nothing in the heart. Yes, the solemn reality of it. If we are found in such a place, when the righteous judge shall come, shall we not be found as castaways? Shall we not be found amongst those, like those foolish virgins, devoid of that which is needful? That grace of God. That grace of God. Devoid of the Spirit. Yes, it's no more than the religion of the flesh. But oh, do we know then a little of that panting there? Is not that the panting of a child of God? When, gracious God, gracious Lord, when shall it be that I shall find my all in thee? The fullness of thy promise prove, the seal of thy eternal love. That questions, you turn to it again. Does your desire come in with that second verse? Thee, only thee, I fain will find. That's the desire of a living soul, quickened by the Spirit. Thee, only thee, I fain will find. And cast the world and sin behind. A helpless soul, I come to thee. And you have to acknowledge this. With only sin and misery. Yes, the next verse goes on. Lord, I am sick. There's that acknowledgement. Great need. A necessity. Lord, I am sick. Ah, that sickness which is unto death, our sins, eternal death. That which courses through your veins and mine by our conception, conceived in sin, and shaped in iniquity, and who can know it? Conceived in sin, shaped in iniquity, and who can know it? Ah, are we found then amongst that remnant? Yes, the prophet Ezekiel, when, as we read that chapter 11 this morning, and it came to pass when I prophesied that Pelatiah, the son of Benaiah, died. Then fell I down upon my face and cried with a loud voice and said, Ah, Lord God, wilt thou make a full end of the remnant of Israel? But what a mercy, a remnant. You know, on the one hand, it's a number that no man can number, but a remnant. We read of this, do we not? Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. You read of the account of those crucified on either side of the Lord Jesus Christ. One a vessel of mercy in that last hour of his life. One, a vessel fitted to destruction. But there's a remnant. They shall be found scattered here and there. And what a mercy if it shall be those scattered here, not just in the chapel here, but those outside. Thus saith the Lord God, although I have cast afar off among the heathen, and although I have scattered them among the countries, Yet I'll be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. And so here, there, throughout this nation, the nations of the earth, shall be those little gatherings. Those little gatherings, yes, they shall find that sanctuary. And they shall be found, proving that Christ is a refuge. But Lord, we found amongst that remnant here or elsewhere. But oh, the mercy of it is, it doesn't say in that way it's left to man. And it doesn't say shall or may be. As regards those whom he hath loved, for we read, do we not, all that the Father giveth me, the Lord spake this, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. The word of the Lord as we read it this morning. It's not left in the hands of men. Not the innovation of men. But they shall come. The word of the Lord declares it. They shall come. I can refer to that chapter in John's Gospel. My sheep shall hear my voice. They shall come thither. And they shall take away all the detestable things thereof and the abominations thereof from thence. And I will give them one heart. They shall come. The word of the Lord declares it. They shall come. Nothing will hinder it. And what a mercy. Some of we proved, I will work and who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? But all we found amongst those, Lord, I am sick. Needy ones. Yes, as we said, I believe a little earlier, conceived in sin and shapen in iniquity, and that which courses through your veins and mine via very conception is sin. Is sin. Did not the hymn writer, the psalmist, yes, the psalmist put it, I believe, if I can find it. One of the earlier psalms in the book of Psalms. Yes, in Psalm 14. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. And the word declares this, they are all gone aside. They are all, not some, but all. We're each conceived in sin, shaped in iniquity, and who can know it? And all when this is brought home to the conscience, laid upon the heart, you'll know a little of that sickness. You'll know a little of that sickness according to that measure which the Lord will reveal to you. But the Almighty God declared they're all gone aside. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. None. Whatever you may say of yourself. Yes, and some of us, we were brought up in a very, well, I thank God it was so, a strict household. A strict household. Brought up in the fear of the Lord by our parents. Perhaps didn't enter into those things which some have entered into as the ways of the world. But oh, when the Spirit shines into your heart, you're coming guilty. And if you're guilty of one sin, we're guilty of the whole of the law. For the law demands utmost obedience. Utmost obedience. Doesn't give any leeway here or leeway there and say, well, you haven't been too bad. Therefore, allowance is made. But if we're guilty of one sin, we're guilty of the whole of the law. Ah, do you know anything of that sickness? Yes, my mind went again to that chapter, I believe it's 16, in the same Ezekiel's prophecy. Do we know anything of what it declares there in chapter 16? As for thy nativity, in the day thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. Thou wast cast out into the open field, to the loathing of thy person, in the day that thou wast born. Ah, do we know anything of that loathing? The world that lies in wickedness, they know nothing of that loathing. Ah, yes, they may know something when they're brought in guilty before a court of law, as the law of the land is charged home upon them. Might be that acknowledging of what they had committed. But all the child of God is to the loathing of himself. He sees there is nothing in himself but sin, iniquities. And he has to confess, as he's brought like the apostle of old, of sinners of whom I am chief. Not so bad. Not too bad here and perhaps a few indiscretions there, but I'm the chief of sinners, to the loathing of thyself. Ah, when that one is brought there, he'll find that, yes, none I will pity. It's a lonely path when a poor sinner is brought to feel his need. Yes, others might say kindly things to them. But his desire will be this: give me Christ or else I die. The Spirit will lead him there. That's that hungering and thirsting after Christ and his righteousness. How do you come up to the house of God? Ah, has it been your desire, yes, of recent times? Sad to my soul and thy salvation. That desperate need brings you again and again. Yes, you find you lose sight of everything else you have need of, or the regards the pathway. But it's your soul, your sins, your never-ending eternity. Ah, yes, Lord, I'm sick. My sickness cure. I want. What a mercy if you're brought to that wanting. By nature, we want many things. But oh, a quickened soul. As I said just now, you lose sight of things regard time. I can remember the time it was with oneself. Seemed to forget everything regarded time. Eternity was a tremendous sound. My sins testified against me. I felt to be very blank, deep dyed. I want. Do thou enrich the poor. Under thy mighty hand I stoop. O lift the abject sinner up. And the last verse speaks in that way of utter helplessness. Utter helplessness. It comes to that last verse we quoted this morning. Utter helplessness. But there is this precious truth at the end of that, towards the end of that chapter. Do you feel your helplessness? Ah, yes, you've brought to feel your wretchedness. How vile you are, how sick you are. The sickness of sin. Ah, that dire contagion. But this, word in the midst of it all. Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. As we read those verses where it reads, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you that an heart of flesh, and I'll put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And yet, in and of yourself, quite unable. You like that woman bowed down with that spirit of infirmity. She had no ability to lift herself up. She had no ability to do anything for herself. And you read those accounts of this one and that one throughout the Word of God. They're brought to that place where they have no ability of themselves. But that cry unto the Lord. That cry unto the Lord. And so there is this gracious encouragement here. Take note of it, poor sinner. It's a word of the Lord. Is it not the word of the shepherd that cares much for his sheep when he sees that sheep, that realizes and feels their need, their sickness, their utter helplessness? Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. To do it for them. Oh, when we read that this morning. Yes, I know for a start I wasn't intending to include that verse, but as we read it together, that verse seemed to stand out at the end of the chapter there. Thus saith the Lord God. Yes, that one that's brought in guilty, helpless. Yes, and realize what their sickness is. And feeling so unable. Oh, yet being inquired of the word of God. Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel. To do it for them. Oh, may that be an encouragement to some poor sinner. Yes, I am blind, Lord, I am blind. The hymn closed it not. Be thou my sight. Lord, I am weak. Be thou my might. A helper of the helpless be, and let me find my all in thee. Plead on, poor sinner. May there be that stirred up in your heart by the word of God this morning that comes with power. Yes, not the word of a man. Not the word of a man. And the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me and said unto me, speak, speak. We're but the instrument. Ah, oh, what a mercy. When the Lord knows this one and that one's need. Yes, and on the one hand, you feel such an outcast. Ah, oh, yes, and pursued by the adversary, saying, well, look upon your heart. Look at that condition of you by nature. Look at the sin here and the sin there. Perhaps taking you right back to your childhood. To the earliest years. I quoted it in prayer, did I not? Take note of it. It's a word of the Lord. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. The gospel is for the worst of sinners. Yes, the worst of sinners. And when you look at the accounts of one another, you look at Mary, you look at Manasseh, look at David and his sins, and those various ones, those characters of old, they're obtain mercy. Through faith, you read that chapter in Ephesians again, as I may have said before, but I know I quoted that first verse, but under the burden of sin, when the Lord brought me into that measure of the liberty of the gospel, it was through that chapter. You read it. Quickened. What a mercy if there's been that quickening. One dead in trespasses and sins, but by grace are ye saved through faith. Oh, what a mercy if you're yet to prove, and I believe if you are brought there, you will yet prove it. That one that is afar off, now made nigh by the blood of Christ. That one that is able to speak peace and pardon to the soul, I trust I proved it so. You will likewise. And to prove as that chapter 2 in Ephesians comes to a close. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Yes, bound up in that covenant, ordered in all things and sure, but all the time has gone, we must conclude. The Lord knows your need. For this will I be inquired of. Oh, yet be inquired of. Read the verse in that correct manner. I read it as it is. Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. And then it closes with those blessings, does it not? The blessings of the Lord which make rich and he addeth no sorrow to them. I will increase them with men like a flock, as a holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem in her solemn feast. So shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Amen.
Sunday school is at Bethany this afternoon. God willing, Mr. Tim Parrish is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and there'll be a prayer meeting for church members on Friday evening at 8 o'clock. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Charles Walboys is expected to preach and also to address the Sunday school. Let us close with hymn 720. 720. Endless blessings on the Lamb. Broken hearts repeat the same. His dear heart was broken too when he bore the curse for you. Hymn 720.
each be brought there. Yes, even to proclaim, like the hymn writer of old, endless blessings on the Lamb. Ah, when that salvation is made known, revealed to a poor sinner, Christ revealed his hope of glory. And so we plead that it might be so to one another, and if it could please each one gathered here, to be found amongst those vessels of mercy. Ah, yes, amongst those blank but comely ones. Ah, truly to be found amongst that remnant that shall be found in glory at last, truly to sing thy praises there. And so we plead, do bless thy word. May it be that word which is effectual in the power of the Holy Spirit. May it not return unto thee void, but accomplish that whereto thou hast sent it. We plead thy forgiving love over anything that we may have spoken amiss or blotted out from the mind. But, O Lord, we plead now, take us to our homes for the moment in peace and safety. Our destinations in peace and safety. Oneself, we go on to labour in thy name this afternoon, but in the gathering with the children, Lord, make one there. But, oh, there might be that meditation. Yes, those cries unto thee, for this will I be inquired of by the house of Israel, to do it for them. So may there be those enterings into the closet, and a pouring their heart out before thee. Ah, as one needful, with a great need, burdened indeed. And so we plead now, may there be that which remains with us. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.